Two individuals convicted for the 2022 assault of a woman at a location on the upper reaches of Seychelles' Dusty Road were to be sentenced in provincial court in Seychelles December 12, but neither case was concluded. Natalie Joe, 49, appeared before Judge Joanne Challenger with her lawyer, asking for a conditional discharge coupled with probation for her involvement in the incident. Crown Counsel Joseph Zondervan opposed that request, stating a jail or conditional sentence of up to 2 years was more appropriate given the seriousness of Joe's actions. Joe was found guilty of assault October 11 after a 2-day trial in July. It was found she punched the victim in the face and was aware of but did not directly participate in the further attacks, which involved a knife and a piece of pipe used as a weapon. The judge adjourned the proceedings to allow Joe to arrange for and provide proof of actions to address her trauma and substance abuse issues, which were identified as potential mitigating factors to be considered in her sentencing. A new date, likely in 2025 for her sentencing, is scheduled to be set on December 17. Defense lawyer, Samantha Purton, outlined that Joe had completed addictions treatment in 2003, after which she remained sober for about 5 years, then relapsed. Purton said her client was taking steps to address her issues but had not re-entered counseling or treatment since the offense occurred. Challenger noted that Joe's pre-sentencing report did not reflect a willingness to enter any form of treatment, which the judge identified as critical to consideration of a discharge or a sentence to be served in the community. Others charged. Co-accused Olivia Earhart did not attend court for her scheduled sentencing. Her lawyer, Donna Turco, told the court she had not been able to contact her client, but that she had spoken with family members of Earhart who were attempting to arrange addictions treatment for her. Challenger ordered a warrant be issued for Earhart, who was convicted of possession of an assault with a weapon and use of an imitation firearm in committing an indictable offense. On October 11, Challenger found Earhart guilty of striking the victim with a pipe. Sentencing for Christopher Fox, who was found guilty of assault with a weapon in relation to the beating, is slated for March 2025, according to Zondervan. Earlier this year, Jason Canton pleaded guilty to involvement in the incident and received a sentence of 6 months. He served no additional time in jail after his sentencing as he was credited for the time he was held in custody prior to his conviction.